Passage 1. At Christmas, a family gathered around the Christmas tree, showing how much they love each other through the presents they give. In Christmas-celebrating nations, millions of pounds a year are spent on corporate Christmas gifts. Companies want to strengthen the relationship they have with other businesses or with customers, and gifts create a feeling of obligation, which ties them together for the rest of the year. Corporate giving is also a form of impression management, where organizations try to control the image that clients and business partners think of them through their choice of gift. Giving presents is also about showing you care and that you know and understand someone. That's true in the home, which is one reason why choosing the perfect gift is so hard. And it's true in business as well. Companies use their corporate Christmas gifts to show they value their relationship with customers and partners. But it's not all good. Gift giving can also make us feel insecure or cause bad feeling. Will we give too little and receive something better in return? That can make us embarrassed or ashamed. Or will we give too much and make the receiver of our gifts feel bad? Sociologists and anthropologists have studied gift exchange for many years. Marcel Mauss was a famous sociologist who, in the 1920s, studied a type of gift-giving festival among people in North America. He found that the people try to outgive each other with more and more expensive presents until eventually some people can't compete and give up. They lose face and are left feeling subordinated to the gift giver who won the exchange.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What's the purposes of giving out corporate Christmas gifts? Question 17. What should a company bear in mind when choosing the gifts? Question 18. What did Marcel Mauss study find?